Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Let's talk. No, seriously, let's talk. Let's connect. Let's get together with a topic and discuss it. It's pretty much what Bob and I do on this podcast, and there's an opportunity to do something like that in a bigger setting through the Central Florida Foundation. You're going to learn more about it on this episode. Enjoy.
I'm amazed with the numbers as far as the number of episodes that we put out there in the world, because it definitely does not feel like I would think that by over 800 episodes, I'd be feeling a little worn out or a little like maybe I want to do something.
We thought, I think we both had it in our heads that at some point it'd be difficult to come up with topics.
Yeah. And yet we can't get through all the topics we come up with each time we're together. You know why? Because we're living life. I think this is kind of it's a metaphor for how I approach my keynote speaking, which is I don't consider myself a podcaster. I don't consider myself a keynote speaker. I consider myself a person who's out there soaking up life, enjoying and learning everywhere I can, taking really good notes, and then bringing them to whatever audience I can. But it's not like this is a means to an end to podcast. The end itself is sharing cool things that we've learned, ideas that we come up with, wrestling with the struggles of the day. And then I always end up walking away from these conversations feeling like, I think we ironed some stuff out. I feel like, we didn't solve the problems of the world, but I feel like inside myself,
it's
more organized.
Yeah.
And I actually look forward to talking to you about certain things. When I have distance between us and stuff has happened, I'm like, I'd like to really mull this over with my buddy. So it feels good to be able to do that again.
We can just call and just talk and sit in our beds and, hey, how's it going? What's going on?
Hey, let's both watch this at the same time.
Let's both watch Swarm at the same time.
Have you ever done that? Like, watch something with somebody else who wasn't in the room with you?
I can't remember specifically doing something like that.
I kind of want to do it. I've never done it before. Where, maybe I have you on my computer screen. Right? Just doing your thing in your own space. But every once in a while, you're going to turn around and talk into the computer screen. It's like, that would feel like you're having someone there.
Yeah. Because they have, I can't remember who it is, Amazon or Netflix. It might be
all
of them.
The watch party.
Yeah.
But what is that? What does that mean?
So I think it just starts it at the same time. And you might have like a second screen component where you can like have a chat room going at the same time.
I want to explore that kind of.
Yeah.
I want to explore having a Tai Chi party here too. Just bring my Tai Chi people here. We don't get to talk about Tai Chi enough. We do it, but then we spend 5 minutes at the end, and then we go off to our lives. But I feel like I want to start some circles up. I'm going to do a table, I think, this year. The Central Florida Foundation does these conversation tables. Are you familiar with this concept?
Yeah,
would you come to my
table
if I have one?
Yeah, I went to Mark Fried's.
Oh, yeah. Where did he have that?
He did it out back of Lobos Coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was outside. It was so funny because there was a specific question. I can't remember. I think it was like one of the big things facing our community. Mm. Something along those lines where he's supposed to bring something to the table and talk about it. And I froze up. Mm. I had my idea. And for some reason I went, oh, just skip me. Come back to me later. I don't know what happened.
That happens sometimes.
Although
I got to think it's pretty rare for you because you have flow. Like once you get yourself started, I never worry that you're going to run out of things to say.
Oh, yeah. I think some reason I blanked on it because it was a little more scripted.
Yeah.
You know, it was like one of those things.
How many people were at the actual?
I think there were about 12, 10, 12.
Okay. Yeah. Kay Rollins reached out to the Catalysts and said, hey, I want you all to do this. And I'm like, I kind of wanted to do it, but I couldn't work out the timing of it before, but I think I can this year. So you may get an invite in your inbox.
Cool. Do it somewhere with AC though. It was very warm out back.
I would not consider it otherwise. I guess what? I may do it here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you can do it at SAC.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it at SAC.
Yeah.
That would be fun. All right. Good. Yeah. Groovy. Good idea. I'm glad we talked about it.
I like it.
I am always impressed with the sheer number of issues I can work out with Nick in a single episode. It's not therapy, but my buddy helps me think and get things done. We should all have a Nick in our lives. Someone who asks the right questions at the right times and then really listens to your answers and offers their best ideas for your success and happiness. Okay, on second thought, that sounds exactly like therapy. So maybe I don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Maybe I'll just accept that I'm getting daily therapy from a good friend. And for now, it's free. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.